focusing on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. Steve Chappell, RWGVU grant writer, glad that you are here. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Mariano Avila, our award-winning reporter. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Say yes. Steve Chappell, do the introductions. Let's go.
Well, to all of our listeners, I just want to say good morning and also say that for the past couple of years, WGVU, in partnership with a myriad of organizations focusing on equity work, including LinkUp, have worked in partnership with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation on behalf of all residents that call Grand Rapids and West Michigan home to address issues that create barriers to equitable situations. And as part of that, we've invited Danavia here from LinkUp to talk about some of the work they're doing in the community.
Hi, Danavia. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Moje.
Yes, Ms. Moje.
Yes. Tell us about Link and tell us about your programming.
So LinkUp is essentially a racial equity organization that's basically focused on how to improve the community. Link started operating as a coalition of organizations who are focused on community organizing, answering the needs of residents, and what that turned into was housing. And so Link is well known throughout the region for affordable housing practices, but also being really strong in advocacy for residents, like he mentioned, kind of trying to eliminate barriers to racial inequities. And so what that's been most recently has kind of manifested as Link being at the bedrock of changing policing in Grand Rapids. Link was one of those really vocal organizations and cornerstones in working to get body cameras in the city of Grand Rapids, and even now continuing that conversation to say, what does it look like for accountability and for transparency for residents when they have instances with the police that aren't, fitting according to residents?
Mariano.
I would agree. I think Link has a very specific spot in West Michigan. We're very fortunate, I think, to have an organization like Link in Grand Rapids that does this work. And I mean, they're switching into what is our wheelhouse, which is keeping track and keeping officials accountable for promises they make and situations that they're involved in. And so I'm not going to get ahead of Danavia and telling you what they're working on, but I think what they're working on right now is pretty exciting and most definitely important. It delves right into investigative journalism without them being a journalistic organization. So
I think to do advocacy well, you kind of got to do your research, right? You got to know your history. And policing has a really interesting history in Grand Rapids because Grand Rapids is a community and it has a really awesome government that will listen to community outcry in the wake of an event or a negative encounter with the police, and then they'll call for change. And what that change usually looks like is either paying consultants to come in and investigate or empowering citizens to join a board or investigative committee so that they can make recommendations to the city on how to improve the process. And so this has been happening for years, and people are pretty familiar with some of these recommendations. There's been the safe task force recommendations. There's been the 12-point plan. There's been the traffic study recommendations. What we've kind of realized that Link is this trend that not only are all these recommendations being made and they continue, right? Here comes the 21st century policing recommendations, but there's no follow-up. We go back in 2017 and we read these recommendations that were made and we read the recommendations that were made last year or in 2015, and they all have timelines attached to them, and none of them have been 100% completed. Although they've been adopted, the city said we're going to adopt these plans, none of those plans have been 100% implemented. And so right now Link is at a place where we've compiled all this research. We're really trying to start right now moving into this next wave of the year by reminding that the people of Grand Rapids that we need them to do something, not to investigate anymore, not to make more recommendations, because when the city says how they want to be policed and then the police don't implement those changes, then we're all wasting our time. So this is looking like what we're calling right now the Do Something campaign. If you've watched a few of our posts on social media, we've said hashtag Do Something. When we talked about Honesty Hodges, the 11-year-old girl that was held at, that was handcuffed and detained outside of her home, the police said, hey, there's no disciplinary action being taken against the officer because he did nothing wrong. But we agree that the policies are wrong. This doesn't work for the community. And Link's response was, please do something. Please do something. Please don't appoint another group. Please don't appoint another committee. Hashtag do something. And so that information is going to be rolling out really soon. We look forward to coming back to WGVU as soon as we finish compiling that information, sending along those infographics. And we encourage listeners to follow what's happening with Link, to be a part of that conversation, and to also hold the elected officials, their city managers, and the police department accountable for, in fact, doing something.
Thank you. Steve Chappell.
Danavia, thank you for enlightening us and bringing us up to date on that most critical issue facing this community and many others. What are some of the other issues, topics in the communities that you serve are you focusing on right now?
Of course, LINC is unapologetically an organization that focuses on the issues of black and brown and marginalized individuals across the region, but primarily, especially in the south side of Grand Rapids. And what that looks like is a lot of times LINC being the place where you go for some of the ICE trainings and issues on immigration. LINC is also focused, of course, on environmental justice. People know that the 49507 zip code is one of the lead epicenters in the state, actually. While people really believe the problem was pervasive in Flint, it's an even greater problem here in Grand Rapids, and the state is aware of it. So LINC has been a large part of the environmental justice push that's been happening from the West Michigan kind of corridor. So, I mean, in addition to immigration, and in addition to policing, in addition to environmental justice, we're still doing affordable housing. There are over 1,200 people who are living right now in affordable housing provided by LINC in the middle of a housing crisis, and we consider that a huge win as well. So a little bit of everything.
Well, just going back to the environmental piece, you guys are sitting on the largest tetrachloroethylene plume, I think, in the country was the last thing I heard. Mm-hmm. And this is still 49507. So 49507 has some real environmental issues that I can attest to having reported on it for the last 2 years. LINC has been the place where these conversations are had by Environmental Protection Agency, by the city advocates. Everybody has come to LINC over the past 2 years that I've been reporting on it. It's really phenomenal to see the work that you guys are doing. And I'm very excited personally to see the information that you came up with, the rollout that you're going to have. And we will, I think, as media and as a news organization, be following you very closely and following this information. And, of course, following up with our elected officials and with the chief.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Steve.
Yes. LINC Up, as you say, focuses on various neighborhoods. Can you identify for our listeners where that geographical area is that you serve? But larger question is, the makeup of Grand Rapids is various ethnicities. So how does your focus on that area impact the larger Grand Rapids area?
Well, that's an incredible question. So LINC is housed actually on Madison and Hall. So we're 1167 Madison. And if you come into the LINC building, if you're actually standing on that corner, if you look around, you see Seats of Promise, you see the Madison Library, you see the Family Fair and the Duttler's Plaza. But essentially, you see that whole Madison and Hall area. It's very, very diverse. Mm-hmm. If you walk into the LINC building, you see the NAACP office, you see the Hispanic Chamber office, you see the co-work space, and it kind of speaks to who we serve and how we serve them. You see that LINC is an organization that is almost completely full of people that are people of color and people of lots of different, and it just speaks to our hiring practices, right? LINC is all about finding people that do the work and people that are in the neighborhoods, and those neighborhoods look like the south side of Grand Rapids.
And if you look at the larger metropolitan Grand Rapids area and outlying areas, it is no longer just Caucasian, white, Dutch historically, and some other ethnicities, mm-hmm. but a much larger portion of our population is made up of families of color. And
absolutely.
So therefore, some of these issues that Mariano and you have just addressed are impacting more and more people and must be addressed to create equitable situations, lifestyles for all of our residents.
I would definitely say that LINC has served as almost like this cultural gem throughout the region as well. So with programs like First Friday, a lot of people are familiar with in terms of residents. If you're not working for the city and operating in development or in advocacy, a lot of people know LINC is a place they can go for First Friday networking parties, right, and be surrounded by professionals of color right there on Madison and Hall with a cash bar and some soul food cuisine and jazz music, right? We have programs like that we have every month that are open to the public, and I think just having that kind of space for communities of color in this region is unique. And
right.
So
yep.
Specifically for the black culture, I should say, the black community has very few spaces, I have to say. And this is, so I'm Hispanic, for those of you who don't know me at all.
And I'm a black woman, so that
and
means
so
a lot.
It's very significant, I think, to say this is one of very few spaces, very cherished.
Danavia, how do we find out more information? How can the community help?
Well, I encourage the community to visit our website, linkup.org, and it's linkup.org. And on our website, you can connect with us. You can sign up to subscribe to our email list. You can follow us on Facebook at LinkUp, and we share information all the time. We're always elevating micro-narratives of things happening on the South Side, even just with the two-year-old child and his grandma that passed away this week. So I encourage people to stay engaged with Link on any number of platforms. We're on all of them.
Yes, Steve?
And I also encourage our listeners to visit the WGBU Mutually Inclusive radio page, where they can hear any part of this that they've missed in its entirety this afternoon. This interview, as well as all of our archived interviews on policing, environmental issues, and many others.
Mariano?
Well, and next week we will be following Link's rollout of this particular campaign. And we hope that you will listen in and learn a little bit more about what your police department is doing and what maybe it still has to do.
Thank you all. Weekly, we do focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. Take care.